Hey, I got your message and I came as fast as I could. Sorry about taking a while though. I just needed to finish organizing the books in the school library because some butthole thought it would be fun to pick a fight. And thus someone's body proceeded to knock over literally two entire stacked shelves of books. And Miss Reed is pregnant, so I am not leaving it up to her to handle. Sorry, rambling again. what was it that you wanted to talk about? You need to tell me something important. Yeah, I kind of got that from your message. That's why I'm here. So, what is it? Hmm? It can't be that difficult to say, can it? I'm sure it's fine, so you have no need to worry about it. I mean, I'm your best friend after all, so you can tell me anything. Can't be more embarrassing than the time I face-planted in front of the whole class because I forgot how to walk starting a presentation. Still keeps me up at night. Eh? Why have you gone all red on me all of a sudden? Do you have a fever or something? Do you need me to help you to the doctors? Like, I can do that. I can help you get there if you want. I am free today. It's not that? Then what is it then? Like, why are you trying to make a big fuss out of this? If I didn't know any better, I would guess you're about to, I don't know, confess to me? you just actually confessed to me. What? No. What? No, let me get this straight. You just told me that you love me and that you want to go out with me. I am hearing you right, right? No, 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 negative, no way, bad idea, wrong answer, do not go, and do not collect $200. Yes, there is a problem with that. I mean, you just straight up said that you want to go out with me? It's clear to me now that you must be ill, because there's no way that you're seriously asking me. Like, really, really. Eh? But that's such a bad idea. What are you thinking? I mean, it's me in question here. The girl who spends most of her days on the computer, in her room alone, or in the library, and I look like this. So, yeah. What I mean is that I'm a loner with no friends apart from you, and I look ugly. I don't have a perfect face like a model does. I have braces that make my lips stick out like I'm blowing a raspberry 24/7. I have to wear these big stupid glasses all the time, but, well, obviously I wear contacts when I go to school. I just look too abnormal. My hair can get ratty, and sometimes I come to school forgetting to brush it, and I look like a mess. I can't even hide my face with makeup because I keep getting reactions to that stuff and it just makes everything worse. Even my mascara causes my eyes to water and make it run down my face. Then there's the fact of my nails. I mean, just look at them. Every time I put false ones on, they just keep breaking and chipping, and that's not fun, nor is it attractive. Then there's my clothes too. I literally have no fashion sense and just keep buying from the discount shelves. Hell, even take a look at me now. I've not even ironed this stuff. So yeah, they're all creased and wrinkled. Unpresentable in anyone's books. And then there's the fact that when I sit down, you can literally see the fat rolls that I have all over my body. And let's not get started on the fact that I am as flat as a board too. And I don't even need a bra. I know you say, well, Greeks made Aphrodite the goddess of beauty to have stomach rolls and a small chest in their sculptures, but that doesn't matter. That doesn't even count. I'm not even Greek. They can get things wrong too, you know. Just because it's a part of history doesn't mean it's right. That's actually a really good saying. You should keep that in your mind. Anyway, people only care about what is considered attractive by now standards. and plastered everywhere on signs and TV, and guess what? I'm not it. Will you stop saying I'm attractive? I have literally just told you how I am not. Literally, guys think it's funny to dare each other to ask me out because I'm weird looking and funny. Others must agree too because I never have actually had a boyfriend either, so there must be something wrong with me. No, actually, I don't think the reason I've never been asked out before is because we're always together. And have been for as long as we can both remember. It's because I'm just not good enough for anyone. And especially you. Anyway, none of this even matters because, if anything, you are selling yourself short if you want to go out with me. And I can't let that happen. There's settling, and then there's just straight up picking a pile of poop off the floor. Do you want poop? No, you do not. So knock it off. Huh? What do you mean by that? Are you being serious right now? Are you really being serious? Well, saying, what do I mean by that, when I'm referring to how great you are compared to me? Listen, I already told you all the flaws with me, so do you really want me to start listing what is so great about you? There's tons of stuff that is great about you, like how handsome and attractive you are. I mean, your eyes are just so bright and shine like stars. Your hair is so silky and soft, and your smile is just wow. Not to mention my completely 100% valid jealousy of your eyelashes. I want to rip them out one by one and glue them onto me, because I'd look fantastic with yours. I'm kidding. But they are still just breathtaking, considering. The way you dress is pretty neat as well. Like, you know what's kind of going on. You always look your best and never have an off day or anything that looks out of place. You're also a kind and caring person who wants to help everyone no matter what, and you always know what to say or do to make the situations better too. You also just naturally attract people, and they like you as well. I mean, everyone seems to like you, and you are always surrounded by girls who are so much better looking than me, and they all want you without question. You have way more friends too because of how you are, and none of them like it when you're with me, and it bothers them. Honestly, I'm kind of shocked you haven't ditched me due to peer pressure. I'm pleasantly relieved though, and I don't take you for someone like that, although it has crossed my mind at times. I'm a wimp and I find that stuff just horrific to deal with. I buckle under pressure, like, so quickly. You are way too many classes above me in the social scale, and that's not a good look for a relationship. You really would be better off without me near you. No, I really don't. I really do make everything worse for you. There's better things and better people out there to be busy with, not with me. Honestly, you're so stupid. You're so unbelievably stupid. I'm sorry. Okay, I guess I'm just a little emotional right now from the shock and you being so adamant with what you want. This is all just a little too much. No. It's not a bad thing, so you don't need to say sorry. It's just like a dream come true for me, if I'm being honest. for my best friend, who is so much better than me, to finally ask me out. Like, to finally be his after all these years of waiting and dreaming for this moment. It just doesn't feel real at all. It's like a dream. Yeah, of course I want to, you idiot. I thought that would be obvious with my actions. No, I wasn't saying no, I just don't want you making a mistake by choosing me over so many others. I know that there's everything that you've just said to me, but it's not that simple. Me, like many other people, have negative opinions of ourselves. We refuse to accept real compliments and think that everything's a trick or something. No matter how hard we try to be positive, we just can't stop being like this. So I don't think you should choose me over others because they are better than me. Even though, deep down, I don't want you to pick anyone else. Something is telling me that you won't give up though if my reasons for saying no is because I'm not good enough for you. So, I guess I can't really fight you on this, can I? As I thought. Well, that leaves me with no other option then. What am I saying? Yes, stupid. I'm saying yes to your confession. Yes, you are stupid, in fact. You are stupid for wanting me over any other girl in our classes that you can get. But I am saying yes now. That is, if you are absolutely sure that someone like me is good enough for you, though. So are you absolutely sure? Because there is still some time to take it all back now if you want to. I mean, once we make it official, then I won't let you take it all back because I will cry if you do so. Yes, I would cry. Because the man of my dreams was almost in my grasp, but then you slipped away because of how I am. So, please don't do that to me because I don't think I could remain sane if that were to happen. You're not gonna take it back? You promise? Okay then. What do we do now? Wait, you mean to tell me that you didn't plan out what you were going to do after I accepted your confession? Stupid. But somehow, I'm not surprised at that. What did I dream of happening? Well, after our heartfelt confession, you pulled me in close to you and wrapped me up in your arms. Yeah, just like this. Then you looked me in my eyes and... Thank you for actually loving me, I mean. I have this feeling in my stomach, and my throat feels like it's closing up a little. I hope it's excitement and not the immediate need to puke, because that would be horrific and ruin this very wholesome moment. Though, I still think you are selling yourself short and are stupid for picking me out of everyone. But for now, I think I'd rather we just hug where we are for a while. Yeah. Just hold on to me, please.
She's right.